This message is from the Friday Group, a coalition of conservative friends and families. Please vote no on Proposition 50. Vote in person on Election Day. This is the most secure way to vote. If you can't do this, please take your ballot to Republican headquarters. If you need your ballot picked up, we can do this too. Go to rpsloc.org for addresses and phone numbers. If all else fails, drop it in the mail now. Your vote is crucial. We need your vote. Ad paid for by the Republican Party of San Luis Obispo County.
Sam's Tree Service provides a board-certified master arborist and has 24-hour emergency service when you need it now. From tree pruning to tree planting, Sam's Tree Service is ready to serve. Count on the board-certified master arborist at Sam's Tree Service. Over 25 years of experience getting to the root of your problem, your reliable tree care and removal expert. Call for a free estimate or go to samstree805.com to learn more. Holidays are just around the corner, and if your family is coming to town, give them the gift of comfort and beauty at Allegretto Vineyard Resort in Paso Robles. From vineyard views to luxurious rooms, festive dining, and special holiday celebrations, Allegretto is the perfect home away from home, so your family doesn't overrun yours. Make this holiday season memorable and welcome your loved ones with the warmth of Paso Robles hospitality. Book now at AllegrettoVineyardResort.com.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Friday, October 24th, 2025. I'm Kevin Will.
Central Coast business owner announces candidacy for County Clerk Recorder. Paso Robles School Board holding special meeting tomorrow. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds and fog this morning, then sunny, highs in the low 80s. It's 51 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Sam's Tree Service, board certified arborist. 24-hour emergency service when you need it. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. Vice President and owner of Enhance Wood Renewal Incorporated, Vanessa Rosso, has announced her candidacy for the San Luis Obispo County Clerk Recorder June 2nd, 2026 election. Rosso says her campaign is centered on a commitment to compassionate competence, administrative excellence, and ensuring trust and accessibility for every resident. Her campaign release says this is a commitment to continuously maintaining accurate voter rolls, leading an office that operates with unwavering integrity, and fostering confidence in the election process. The release also says her career seamlessly blends private sector leadership with profound community involvement to prepare her for this role. More information on Vanessa Rosso's campaign can be found at VanessaRosso.com. Paso Robles School Board discussing student data in a special meeting. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:09.
I recently had the best visit with Peter Lussier at Hearing Aid Specialists. He fixed my hearing aid, gave me an efficient hearing test, and adjusted my hearing aids using computer software. I've had my hearing aids for several years. I never felt they were working properly until Peter fixed the issues. The clarity and volume are wonderful now.
If you have hearing aids or need a hearing aid evaluation, call Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast, 805-460-7385, 805-460-7385.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. The Paso Robles School Board will be holding a special meeting tomorrow, October 25th. The meeting starts at 8:30 a.m. in the district boardroom. There will be no closed session and no online broadcast available. There is only one agenda item for this meeting, and it is a board workshop to discuss student data. As this is a special meeting, public comments are only allowed for agendized items. Come celebrate the 13th annual Bewitching Morro Bay Witches and Warlocks Paddle this Saturday, October 25th. The event starts at noon and participants will meet at Coleman Park, located on the north end of Embarcadero. Witches and Warlocks will then take to the waters of Morro Bay against the backdrop of Morro Rock and may be joined by sea otters, sea lions, and perhaps even a humpback whale. Last year's Witches Paddle brought in over 400 attendees. For more information, you can visit morrobay.org. Templeton Founders Day will return Saturday, November 1st at the Templeton Historical Museum. Founders Day commemorates the arrival of the first passenger train in Templeton in 1886. Founders Day is free to attend, featuring a variety of games, activities, and fun for the entire family. On display will be antique vehicles from the Historical Museum and from local Model A and Model T clubs. Here's Lori Brooks and Steve Vise of the Historical Museum on that.
Those vehicles will be presented, as well as the local Model A Club and Model T Club and J.B. Dewar's tractors.
And also, if people want to come and drive in their old vehicles, they can park anywhere on Main Street, and people can enjoy the local folks in their antique cars and trucks as well.
Yeah, bring your collector car, your antique car, and show it off. It's kind of like a free-for-all car show.
And one of Founders Day's most popular activities is the cakewalk.
Oh, you have to try the cakewalk. It is so much fun. A cakewalk is where we have, you know, a variety of cakes and cookies and things, and then we play a little music, kind of do sort of a musical chairs, and then whoever lands on the magic square gets the cake of their choice. So that's a lot of fun as well. And there will be some games and things out there as also.
Other activities include a blacksmith pounding demonstration, the Salinan tribe providing their history, and hit-and-miss machinery in operation. Founders Day also adds something new every year, and one this year is the train building station.
For the little guys, a train building station where they can actually put together a wooden train in a variety of configurations, and that'll be out there for the young and the old.
Founders Day is again Saturday, November 1st, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Templeton Historical Museum. The Central Coast annual Zoo Boo is returning this weekend, tonight and Saturday the 25th, 4:30 to 7:30 p.m. each day. This Halloween event is fit for all ages with a spooktacular evening in store for the Central Coast Zoo. Guests can expect Halloween decorations throughout the zoo, carnival games and activities, a haunted maze, and entertainment. Friday evening will feature DJ Andy Morris, and Saturday will be the DJ Medina Light Show Designs. Plus, there will be a costume contest for prizes, one for children and one for families. Please make sure all costumes are appropriate for small children and no masks are allowed for adults. For tickets, you can go to visitatascadero.com. In sports, Major League Baseball, Game 1 of the World Series between the Dodgers and Blue Jays is tonight. In high school football, tonight the Bearcats will host Mission Prep, Atascadero will host Morro Bay, the Eagles will take on Nipomo in a home game, and San Luis Obispo will face Santa Ynez. In the NFL, yesterday the Chargers beat the Vikings 37-10. Tripleheader for KPRL on Sunday. In the morning, we'll have the Giants and Eagles, then the Cowboys against the Broncos, and finally the Packers versus the Steelers. Also on Sunday, the 49ers will face the Texans. Local news was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:14. Now it's time for California News.
California headline news. Shots reportedly fired Thursday night at the entrance to the Coast Guard station in Alameda. There have been protests there much of the day against the Trump administration's policies regarding immigration. Reports that a box truck approached the entrance to the bridge to the island and Coast Guard security opened fire. President Trump calling off plans to send federal agents into San Francisco for now, saying he spoke to friends who told him progress was being made.
We're going to let them see if they can do it. I said, I think we can do it much faster. I know we can do it faster. I think we can do it better than anybody. We can take criminals out that they're not going to know about, and probably they don't have the legal authority maybe to do what we can.
Governor Gavin Newsom in San Jose announcing the launching of a phone bank promoting Prop 50, which he says is being helped by President Trump's actions.
A Prop 50 is our reaction to this authoritarianism that's going on. These attacks, these assaults, this guy is wrecking this country.
Game one of the World Series tonight in Toronto. The Dodgers looking to repeat as champions. Blue Jays in the Fall Classic, first time since 93. Jeff Scott, California News. California headline news. The man accused of starting the deadly Palisades fire pleads not guilty. Jonathan Render Kanesh was arrested in Florida October 7th and has since been extradited back to L.A., where he remains behind bars. Render Kanesh accused of intentionally setting the Lockman fire on January 1st, which flared back up January 7th, turning into the Palisades fire. He's charged with one count of destruction of property by means of fire, one count of arson affecting property used in interstate commerce, and one count of timber set afire. California News, I'm Jeff Scott.
From Paso Robles wineries to Atascadero's storefronts, the right display transforms your property into a holiday destination. Guests stay longer, spend more, and share in the experience. The holidays aren't just about light. They're about memories those lights create for your guests. I'm Aaron King with Slow Holiday Lights. We provide a red carpet holiday service so your business can shine without the stress. We handle everything you need to make this holiday season the most memorable yet. This season, roll out the red carpet for your guests and make your business the place that everyone remembers. Look us up at Slow Holiday Lights. That's Slow Holiday Lights.
Out with the old, in with the new. Are your sprinklers and drip old, tired, worn out, and needing to retire? Call Sean with Premier Irrigation. With 20 years of experience, we bring a new face to efficiency without clowning around. So remember to call Premier Irrigation for all your irrigation and drainage needs. 805-400-8822. That's Premier Irrigation. 805-400-8822.
KPRL News continues at 6:17. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. With Halloween season in full swing, Californians are once again headed to pumpkin patches, not just to pick pumpkins, but to also experience a variety of seasonal activities that local farms provide. California farms continue to embrace agritourism to diversify their income and engage with consumers. Overall, I've seen increasing interest from farmers in offering agritourism, not specifically pumpkin patches, but all types of opportunities for the public to come onto the farm, said Rachel Callahan, University of California statewide agritourism coordinator. San Joaquin County farmer James Choloncleo has run a U-Pick cherry orchard since 2019. This year, he expanded his agritourism offerings with a pumpkin patch, corn maze, and farm tours. I'm very happy with the experiences that we've created for people, he said. Quote, in my judgment, those people are going to go back and communicate how much joy they had, and this will only grow. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Friday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced, locally owned body shop. Fog and clouds this morning, then sunny skies for the afternoon, highs in the low 80s. Clear to partly cloudy skies tonight, lows in the upper 40s. Northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Some sun tomorrow morning with increasing clouds in the afternoon, highs in the mid 70s. Northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Sunday, sunny on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, partly cloudy on Thursday, sunny Friday next week. Mid-70s Sunday and Monday, low 80s on Tuesday, mid-80s on Wednesday and Thursday, 82 a week from today. Currently, it is 51 degrees and cloudy with fog in Paso Robles. Weather was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:19.
Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park. Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service at affordable prices.
Step into the blenders and embrace the season in style. We're here to help you transition your wardrobe for fall. Slip into a soft sweater, long cardigan, or seasonal outerwear. Add a beautiful scarf to instantly refresh your favorite outfit. Complete your look with our stunning accessories and leather handbags, a perfect finishing touch. Check out Merle Norman's Fall Color Collection, everything you'll need to pull your autumn style together. Come experience it all at The Blenders, 538 12th Street, downtown Paso Robles.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
You were paying more for things in September, but the increase in inflation was not as much as expected. The consumer price index rose 0.3% from August to September. That's an improvement from the previous month. For the year ending in September, both the CPI and core CPI, excluding food and energy, increased 3%, which is weaker than anticipated. Procter & Gamble shares are up nearly 3%. Demand for its beauty products held up in the summer quarter, despite higher prices. Ford shares are higher, up 3.5%. Even though the automaker says a fire at an aluminum supplier will impact the company, Ford's earnings rose in the summer quarter as Americans spent more than expected on pickups and SUVs. And General Dynamics is reporting another strong quarter. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Coselda, invested in you.
If your cash is sitting in a savings account, it's at risk. Old school advice says save more, but today the strategy is broken. When inflation spikes, they print money or cut rates, your dollar shrinks. So do your savings. The solution? Own something real. Physical gold and silver. When the dollar drops, gold and silver prices rise. And with Noble Gold, owning gold is simple. Just visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and chat with a specialist. The knowledge is free. The protection is priceless. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult your financial advisor before making investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel,
238-3080. We're here to help. At Peak Painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak.
Hi, I'm Seth Peak.
And I'm Ryan Peak.
And we're the Peak Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peak Painting at peekpainting.com. We're here to
help.
Join us as we honor our veterans and first responders at Salute to Our Heroes, Saturday, November 8th from 10 to 3 at the Astrea Warbirds Museum on Dry Creek Road, Paso Robles. Admission is just $10 and includes both the Warbirds Museum and Woodland Auto Display. Veterans and kids under 12 are free. Enjoy military displays, parachute drops, reenactments, a show and shine car show, and a fun kid zone. Food and drinks are available. Don't miss it. Get tickets now at salutetoourheroes.org.
As we get closer to the holiday season, remember that Slow Holiday Lights, they don't just hang lights, they create red carpet holiday experiences, making memories. Design, install, maintain, and remove, so all you have to do is enjoy the holiday magic and receive 10% off when you book an October install. So call this number, 805-464-7689, or visit holidaylightsslow.com. Holiday, Slow Holiday Lights, the magic is here. Okay.
Good morning.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of speech. Brought to you by Tatchy Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore. 238-5775, which you can use that to text as well. 238-KPRL.
KPRL.
Coming up this afternoon, sound off, open mic Friday. Darsha will be in, as well as Kenny, or Kenny and Darsha. It all depends on who's sitting in the main control seat there in the other room, though. So they, you know, they'll figure that out. So
anyway. Well, we can't see him, so we'll never know.
Well, it's generally the person who will say, let's go to the phone line.
Okay, I guess that's fair.
Because they can see the telex is right. You can see the telex, right?
Yeah, I can.
So if you're sitting on the other side, it's hard to see.
Okay, you know what? That's fair.
And also the screen is facing for the times where you're at, right?
Yeah. Unless he's, you know, sitting on the other side. He could still probably, you know, see it if he's over here on, I think that's mic 3 or 2. I don't know.
I can't keep track of it either. I think they're not labeled the way that they're sitting, though. It's kind of bass ackwards. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Kevin, Christopher.
Hey there, Daffy.
I've got a couple of quick messages. One is to the Olson developers, and the other one is to Tascadero City Hall. Well, anyway, in my travels, the Olson developers, like it was, came out. They're looking for 50,000 cubic yards of dirt. But anyway, in my travels, I noticed that on El Camino Real, just south of the grocery outlet, on the east side of El Camino Real, there's a part, it looks like an apartment development that's going in, and they've been working on it for a long time, and they have a lot of dirt there that looks like it needs to be removed. But anyway, if anybody knows the Olson people, they could and know how to tell them about all that dirt that's there. Maybe they could get, you know, the number of that development from Tascadero City Hall, or then maybe the people at Paso that know the Olson developers, they could tell the Olson developers about that dirt that's there on El Camino Real. It looks like a sizable amount. What? And another couple big piles of dirt are at the new Avila Hotel in Templeton. You could see there's a couple big piles there that they could maybe get hold of the Avila people on that.
Are any of these projects completed?
The one in the Tascadero, it's not completed, but the Avila Hotel one is.
All right. I don't know anything about construction. I've never even built a model in my life, but I'm just wondering if it's not uncommon that they have dirt to have until the process is completed.
Yeah, I'm not sure what they're going to do with that dirt, but there sure is some that looks like it at El Camino. They would really want to. It looks like they would want to get rid of that dirt. And then, like at Avila Hotel, I can't see where they would want that. And then the other thing that I wanted to, I went into City Hall at Atascadero and left a message with the receptionist. I don't know if it went anywhere. But in all the in the development of the El Camino that they did, there's a bar on El Camino and Traffic Way. It used to be called the Rogue's Den. It's now called, I think, Whiskey and June and Whiskey. But anyway, they have curbing there that is part of the development of El Camino, and rather than filling the low area, it's like a pit. And rather than filling that pit with sand all the way to the very top of the curbing, they left it like a pit. And down at the bottom of the pit, there's all these rocks that they piled in there that are jagged. And I could just see somebody walking out of that bar and thinking, oh, I'm going to walk across the street, you know, maybe at nighttime, and fall right into that pit on those rocks. And, I mean, talk about getting hurt in a lawsuit. They need, and then another place where there's a pit that they filled in with rocks is there's a, on the creek walkway between El Camino and then going towards the City Hall building along the creek. There's kind of a low spot right in there in where above the creek, and they put those same type of rocks in the bottom of that, and somebody could get hurt there big time. And then in the parking lot for the rotunda where the City Hall is, they have curbing that they've built with pits in them. And they filled those with that same type of rock. And, I mean, all three of those areas are places where if somebody was to walk into those and fall into those, I mean, it's just they need to just get some sand and fill those low spots in and bring them up to level so somebody get hurt and they don't get sued.
You think, Manny, any of it's for drainage?
No, it isn't. It's not for drainage whatsoever. It's just low places where they kept it low to where, and they didn't even, it does, the rocks are way down, and it's still a pit. It's they're pits with these jagged rocks, dark brown and black rocks that down in the bottom that, I mean, you talk about get hurt. They should, all three, well, the one along the creek is where somebody could get hurt bad. And at the bar, both. Like I said, walk out that bar, somebody think, oh, I'm going to just step over these curbs and walk across the street. Oh, they're not going to get too far. Yeah, well. One along the creek, at nighttime, somebody could come running through there and go down into that pit on those life, rocks.
Well, I'll tell you, Daff, life is dangerous. It's amazing how we can make it through the day.
Yeah. Well, I just want to make old Tascadero. I went in and told Tascadero, left a message. I don't know if it went anywhere, but
I hope it was short.
People are listening and can do something about that.
Okay.
And get hold of the Olsons and tell them about all that dirt.
All the dirt. Yeah. Okay. Well, your civic duty is well noted.
Yeah, there's a lot of money to be made for somebody that could haul in 50 cubic yards of dirt if they can't get that dirt. But there's some dirt to be had.
Here we go. Maybe a lot more money to be made, too, if somebody falls in one of those pits.
Oh, well, you talk about get hurt. I mean, serious injury.
Stumbling out of a bar and falling into a pit. Yeah, that could be pretty dangerous. All right.
Okay, have a good weekend. Thank you.
Oh, I plan on it. Plan on it. Doing nothing but work. Okay, let's see here. Oh, there is this thing. See, I am in the driver's seat, and I'm looking at the telex, and there is a line blinking here. Hi, good morning.
Morning, Kevin. So, those are drainage pits there in El Camino Real. They fill those pits with
There's drains underneath. There's rock. There's that big rock is called riprap, and the water's supposed to go in there and percolate. You have to keep all your storm water on your property and control it.
Okay, so are they the hazard that we were told they could be?
Well, yeah, they could be. Anything could be a hazard, but there's walkways, there's sidewalks. You're not supposed to walk in those medians. There's plants in a lot of those medians they keep in there, and those are designed and required by the city and the state and all the people that, you know, control the storm water. That it's really crazy what they make people do nowadays. You'll see your road, then you have a curb, then you have a trench or a pit, you know, a nice looking landscape area, and then a sidewalk. They fill those full of rock, let the water just percolate and go back into the ground instead of running down the road and into the river or wherever it goes.
Okay, so I know you're familiar with construction and so forth. What about on sites? Isn't there typically a whole bunch of dirt throughout the project?
Oh, yeah. Until they get done, they may need to backfill. And trust me, all these contractors talk to each other about getting rid of dirt because trucks are $180 an hour, so it costs a lot of money to move dirt from Atascadero up to Paso. You know, one load of dirt, it costs you $400 in trucking plus the material. And on certain sites, if you know construction, certain dirts or materials cannot be used because they don't meet the compaction requirements. There's different material in Atascadero and the Paso and different areas. And if they want to, like if they want to take that dirt from wherever he's talking here in Atascadero up to Paso, they would have to test the dirt and make sure it meets what they want to do on that job site.
Okay.
So, yeah, it moving dirt costs a lot of money. And, you know, at the end of the day, when they're done, trust me, when you bid a job, you've got a place for your dirt to go if you have too much. Or if you need more, you talk to the other construction guys and you work it out.
All right. Well, that makes sense. No doubt about it. And, yeah, the compatibility with the dirt on each different properties makes sense.
Yeah, exactly. And anyway, it's interesting what different people see, but if you don't know the industry and that type of thing and all these pits, I mean, right there on Union Road, you drive by one every day right there by Mark's Tires on the left side where you got that curve and then that rock in there. That's what, to me, that's stupid. You can't park there. You can't drive there. It's idiotic. But, I mean, look at 12, go down 21st Street. It's the same thing.
Yeah, 21st has been laughable since day one.
Well, and that's the design. That's what they do to keep the stormwater on site. You will see, like up here at this Valley Fresh Market in the Atascadero, when they were doing that construction out under in that parking lot, I don't know how big the pit is, but it's a big leach pit like you have for your sewer. And they dig this big pit and put rock and all these big plastic infiltrators. And all that water, when it rains on that property, goes into those drains and under that parking lot and percolates back into the ground.
Okay.
And that's how they're doing things now.
Okay, well, thank you very much for your education this morning.
All right, young man, and then was kind of out in your neck of the woods yesterday. It looks like you got a nice view of your next door neighbor's place with all the porta potties. I was looking at a job. I said, I'm going to go out and look at this road up here, and I'm like, what? Boy, I bet he loves this.
Well, you know, it's I hate to say it, but we've gotten used to it. But there was one funny thing because we had the family Christmas at our place last year, and the suggestion is we were going to put individual names of all our guests on those and say, this is where you need to go.
Yeah, that would have been fun. Nice, cold, wet night. And,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
We all love the Blue Rooms. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, have a wonderful Friday.
Okay. Thanks. You too.
Bye. Bye.
238-577-5238-KPRL. There's some things, you know, when you live on property and your neighbor decides to do something on theirs that they don't give a damn about the other neighbors, that's just part of life, I suppose. Part of life. On the text, Hello, I consider myself a conservative, maybe independent. Here's my dilemma. If fossil fuels are so bad that everyone must have solar power and electric cars, etc., I wonder how much fuel has been burnt sending rockets into our precious atmosphere at Vandenberg these last few days, and why? I can't answer that question, but I can tell you that you might want to look into how much fuel and how much damage getting all this stuff for electric vehicles, the batteries, the lithium, and all this other kind of stuff, what it does to the environment. And what type of machinery they need to use to dig and get these elements, however you want to refer to them. So, anyway, just there's that. Chris, you did a little thing on Founders Day today, and they mentioned trains.
Trains.
What kind of, what they said?
Wooden trains.
Okay, are they, well, if they're wooden, well, I don't know. Are they just kind of like, you know, models that you push, or can you put them on tracks and they go by themselves?
Models that you push. I don't think they've got the capabilities of moving by themselves, but I think you can push them on tracks.
Okay. Because at one time in this country, train sets were pretty popular. Did you ever have one?
I did, actually.
You did?
Yeah, as a kid. We did have a single train kit. I think we got it for Christmas, so it was like, you know, sort of Christmas-themed. You know, the tracks were all covered in snow and stuff like that. A lot of coal in the back. A friend of mine actually had a much more extravagant train set, and that's to say, that's putting it lightly. I saw that thing when I went over to his house, and I was like, wow.
So one of these, did he have little villages and all that other kind of stuff built around it, or?
That I don't remember. I just remember, like, the quality of the trains themselves and how they were able to just move so seamlessly and how you could, you know, construct the track and have, you know, little, what is it, detours and divots here and there, and you can swap them. Like, mine just went in a circle, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
His, you could make it do anything.
Well, yeah, I mean, some people, we had the, what were they called? Lionel trains. Those were the big, pretty heavy duty. I remember the lead car had smoke came out of it, and it was pretty cool. And I think that it was just handed down through the family for years, because actually my brother got it, and then when he grew out of it, it was considered mine. And then when I was done, because I was the last one to come along in the entire family, the mom and dad put it somewhere. We had it in our basement in Kentucky, and then next thing you know, the train set is in Hong Kong.
Huh.
Well, that's where my brother and his family lived for about 11 years. And so, matter of fact, I'll be seeing Michael and Ryan in a couple of weeks. I'm gonna ask them whatever happened to it. Knowing those two, they probably sold it instead of keeping it in the family. But it was cool. I mean, you go through these phases and so forth. And anyway, because the race cars, too, the racetracks. Matter of fact, a friend of mine has a pretty elaborate one. He hasn't set it up, but he would set it up in his garage. So that means, I mean, this was so big that the vehicles had to go out of the garage.
That sounds like fun.
Oh, yeah, it was. It was. And he has these, he has a whole bunch of these just classic race cars. I mean, he's, you know, people have their different hobbies and so forth, and it's pretty cool. As a matter of fact, he wouldn't let most of us use certain ones because they were the cherished ones. And, of course, we would be enjoying ourselves trying to race these things, and he'd go flying off, and he'd get ticked off. Hey, this one's, you know, $70. Stop that. Hell with you. We're invited guests. We can do what we want. Anyway, that stuff was fun. That was fun, those type of toys. Again, you do it for a couple of years, you grow out of it, and you move on to something else. All righty, let's see here. I got something else that came in on... built my house in 2003 on 5 acres North Paso, and I had to have 8,000 gallons of storage. The fire hydrant had to be on the driveway and blue reflective tape around it. Yeah, that's the same, at least with the blue reflective tape And the hydrant is very accessible right off the driveway when you, anyway, let's see here, another one. Oh, okay, that's the last one. All right, and then I got an email regarding fees, a fee, and this has to do with the Cal Fire dead-end road requirements. And let's see here, looking at the clock, I'm going to have to hold on to that one for the next hour or the hour after that, depending on what goes on with the phone lines. All righty, so there you have it. By the way, just for the heck of it, Chris also did the story on the witches, whatever they call it, down in Morro Bay.
Yeah, the witches and warlocks paddle.
That is, I know, two ladies in relation, my wife and her sister, that have gone to that, and that is what they've said is a hoot. It's a very, very nice event to go to if you're into that type of thing. All right, I'm going to exit. Stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage and Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. The Central Coast Annual Zoo Boo is returning this weekend, tonight and Saturday the 25th, from 4:30 to 7:30 each day. This Halloween event is fit for all ages, with a spooktacular evening in store at the Central Coast Zoo. Guests can expect Halloween decorations throughout the zoo, carnival games and activities, a haunted maze, and entertainment. For tickets, you can visit Atascadero. You can go to visitatascadero.com. Vice President and owner of details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds and sunshine today with fog in the morning, then sunny, highs in the low 80s. It's 51 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Sue Gussman. President Trump canceling all trade talks with Canada after it launched an anti-tariff ad featuring former President Ronald Reagan. The Ronald Reagan Presidential Foundation said the ad was made using selective audio. President Trump says the U.S. has no plans to let up on strikes on suspected drug boats.
We've been capturing them for years. You know, it's not like, gee, let's capture one. We've been doing that for years. For 25 years, we've been doing it. Not at a level like we're doing it now.
Says land strikes may be next. Law enforcement opening fire on a U-Haul truck outside the Coast Guard Island in Alameda, California, Thursday night after it accelerated at officers. No injuries reported. Federal agents arrived there to be deployed in San Francisco, but President Trump later canceled that deployment. America's listening to Fox News.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We move from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
Hey, this is Linda from Steve Schmidt Topsoil. We've been your family-owned and operated neighborhood landscape materials yard for over 40 years, and we invite you to come let us help you with your do-it-yourself landscape projects. Our friendly staff is ready to assist you with design ideas to create the yard of your dreams. Come see us at Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101 on Ramada in Paso Robles.
11 and a half minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM. And sports is brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Well, I don't know what's going on here. Let's see. I got two things going off at the same time. Do a little click there, do that, and here we go.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Monsi Bolaños.
The Chargers crushed the Vikings 37-10 to kick off week 8 of the NFL as Justin Herbert threw for 227 yards, 3 touchdowns. He had 1 interception, but also 7 carries and 62 yards on the ground. In the NBA, Steph Curry put on a show against the Nuggets.
Draymond pops out unguarded, gets the ball, flipped it to Curry. Screens for Curry, wow. Deep 3 from half court. He hit it! He hit it! There's one person on the planet that would take that shot, and he nailed it!
He sure did. You just heard it on the Game Warriors Radio Network. That forced overtime as the Warriors defeated the Nuggets 137-131. Curry ended with 42 points, 6 rebounds, and 7 assists for Denver. Aaron Gordon was 10 of 11 from the three and ended with 50 points and 8 rebounds. While Shai Gilgeous-Alexander dropped a new career high 55 points as the Thunder defeated Indiana 141-135.
And there's something called the World Series starting this evening at 5 o'clock or 5:08, around there, our time. Dodgers and the Blue Jays from Toronto. All righty, we have the NFL triple header this Sunday morning at 9:30, starting with the Giants and the Eagles. Then it's the Cowboys and the Broncos, and the late game, Packers and Steelers, all here on KPRL. Sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night. All righty, let's see here. 10 minutes away.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Avila Traffic Safety, family-owned and operated. That's all local. Visit avilatraffic.com. Areas of some fog. Be careful coming in from those areas. Then sunny by this afternoon. Highs in the low 80s. Some clouds tonight and overnight. Lows in the upper 40s to low 50s. And we'll have clouds and sunshine mid-70s Saturday and Sunday. Sunny mid-70s on Monday. Low 80s Tuesday. Mid-80s Wednesday. Low 80s Thursday. And low 80s a wheat crumb today. Today's UV index will be 4. Up and down, 7:18 a.m., 6:17 p.m. We are at 51. Weather was brought to you by Avila Traffic Safety, where they service, supply, rent, and, of course, they sell traffic control equipment on El Camino Real. All right, moving right along here for this thing.
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
World-famous Pet Alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's in Atascadero. Remember, they are your new San Luis Obispo County-wide approved concealed carry training team. AtascaderoGunShop.com. As we check in to see what animals may be out there on the highways and byways and get them where they need to be, home safe and sound. And also, just a reminder, as I'm thinking of it, a week from today is Halloween. Since it's a Friday, too, knock, knock, knocking and all that other kind of stuff that possibly can go on with a Halloween on Friday night. Make sure your animals are secure. All right. Good luck. All right. Nothing to report here on the world famous Pet Alert. But if you do lose one, find one, winged or webbed, 2 foot or more, give us a call here at the station. Monday through Fridays, 238-1230. Or the best way is reception at KPRL.com or Southern Division, it's unparalleled. Just perfecto. All right, there you go. World famous Pet Alert was brought to you by Uncle Ed's in Atascadero. Visit AtascaderoGunShop.com. 7 minutes away from 7 at the right choice, KPRL, as we move along and get ready for trivia. And if I get this thing going right here, there you go. Trivia brought to you by Joe's Place, Pass Robles in Templeton, and out there at the airport, known as the One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch every day, takeout available. You're qualifying for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply. They are on file. All right, Friday. So here's my spiel. I play a little bit of a tune, song, whatever you want to call it. If you know the name of the song or the artiste, well, that's why you can call in and maybe qualify. If you haven't done so in 30 days or if you're a constant person, forget about it. And also that, remember that you do not answer a question with a question, ever. Not only on trivia, but in life. Remember that. Mrs. King, first grade teacher, told me that. Also, make sure the inflection doesn't sound like a question. Now, this could be considered by some to be the state anthem for school boards. This could be considered by some the state anthem for school boards. Good luck. Here you go. 238-577-5238-KPRL. It was a big one. It was a number one. It was number one right here in the United States of America. All right. Also got the number two in Britain. In Britain. Or whatever you want to call it, the UK. And it was a bit big around Europe. All right, we'll go to this phone line. That's kind of weird. Went to this one first. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Lola by the Kinks.
Yes, Lola by the Kinks. Do you like this song?
it's an amusing song. Yeah, I know. I've seen the Kinks a few times. Saw them at in the Cal State Northridge gym when I was 16 years old.
Okay, well. This is their, when they did concerts and so forth later on, this became their most, the biggest one. The crowd got into it.
Ray Davies could control the crowd. They would play just what you played, and the whole crowd would erupt, and he'd go, you're not ready yet. You know, and the crowd would all, and then he'd come back literally and play it like later, and the whole crowd would sing the song. You know, he wouldn't have to sing a word.
Right. Well, that's, some people are just really good at that. It's fun. Well, he is the writer of this song. He is, and there's kind of a silly story behind it. But anyway, may I have your name, please?
Jack Jacobs.
All right, Jack, we have you down as a qualifier. Enjoy this from 1970. Went to number one. Again, it may be considered a theme song for some school boards around California.
Champagne and it tastes like Coca-Cola, C-O-L-A Cola. She walked up to me and she asked me to dance. I asked her her name and in a thumbprint voice she said hello. Oh,
Number one back in 1970, the writer Ray Davies and the producer. Now, he claimed that he was inspired to write Lola after Kinks manager Robert Weiss spent a night in Paris dancing with a cross-dresser. And as Davies said of the incident in his apartment, Robert had been dancing with this lady, and he said, "I was really into this, and it was okay until we left at 6 in the morning," and Davies said to him, "Have you seen the stubble?" And reportedly, Robert said, "No, I was too drunk, I think." Anyway, so it became number one in the United States, and again, number two in Europe from 1970, Lola. All right. We have two more hours to go. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by Sam's Tree Service. Getting to the root of the problem for a free estimate, call 805-610-8266.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's